You're listening to SBS News.
A Supreme Court ruling means that the roughly 649,000 mostly young Hispanic adults born in Mexico and other Latin American countries that are currently enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, will remain protected from deportation and will be eligible to obtain renewable two-year work permits. The justices, in a 5-4 vote, upheld lower court rulings that found that President Trump's 2017 move to rescind the DACA program was unlawful. The DACA program was originally created in 2012 by his Democratic predecessor, Barack Obama. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberals in finding that the administration's actions were arbitrary and capricious under a federal law called the Administrative Procedure Act. Justice Roberts wrote for the court that the administration did not pursue the end of the program properly. He says the Department of Homeland Security can try again, but any new order to end the program and the legal challenge it would provoke would likely take months, if not longer. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi praised the Supreme Court decision.
Good morning. And a good morning it is. The Supreme Court decision upholding President Obama's wonderful action to support our dreamers. The DACA decision is something that supports our values as a country. The Dreamers across the country enjoy more popularity than almost anyone.
Speaker Pelosi said President Trump's efforts to end DACA was un-American.
We were in such dread about what could possibly happen at the court up until last night, just if it goes this way, if it goes that way. But this way is the American way, and we're very proud of it.
Ms. Pelosi almost went as far as calling President Trump a violent bigot and a grotesque racist.
As I've said before, there's no room in the hallowed halls of this democracy, this temple of democracy, to memorialize people who embody violent bigotry and grotesque racism of the Confederacy. You have to see the remarks that they had made, how oblivious they were to what our founders had in mind in our country.
Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer cried when he learned that the Supreme Court voted in favor of keeping DACA.
I cried tears of joy a few minutes ago when I heard the decision of the Supreme Court on DACA. These wonderful DACA kids and their families have a huge burden lifted off their shoulders. They don't have to worry about being deported. They can do their jobs, and I do believe this, someday soon, they will be American citizens.
Senator Schumer also praised the Supreme Court for its decision earlier this week to protect members of the LGBTIQ+ community from workplace discrimination.
Wow, what a decision. And let me say this, in these very difficult times, the Supreme Court provided a bright ray of sunshine this week with the decision on Monday preventing discrimination in employment against the LGBTQ community, and now with this DACA decision. To me, frankly, the court's decisions were surprising, but welcome, and gives you some faith that the laws and rules and mores of this country can be upheld. Wow, the decision's amazing. I am so happy. These kids, their families, I feel for them. And I think all of America does.
The Supreme Court's decision is a major political defeat for President Trump on his key campaign issue of immigration. Trump didn't hold back in his assessment of the court's work, hitting hard at a political angle. He tweeted twice. His first tweet, "Do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?" That was followed by a second tweet. "These horrible and politically charged decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. We need more justices or we will lose our Second Amendment and everything else. Vote Trump 2020. DACA recipients and their supporters naturally welcomed the Supreme Court ruling and called for permanent protections to be enacted.
Say it loud, say it clear!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Say it!
Martin Batalha-Vidal, the lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court lawsuit against rescinding DACA, says the court's decision is amazing.
Literally, like, we've been waiting for this decision for like almost 6 months. And to actually see that the Supreme Court decided to go in our favor, meaning that we get to stay here, which is amazing.
Mr. Vidal is hoping that future legislation will afford his parents and others like them equal protection under the law that his generation enjoys under DACA.
We want something more inclusive for our parents and our community, because at the end of the day, they also pay taxes. They pay, they contribute to the economy, and I feel like it's fair. It's time, like, you know, like, something happens for them, and we're gonna keep fighting, you know. But luckily for now, with DACA safe and home is here, like we said, my shirt says, home is here.
Martinez Rosas came to the United States from Hidalgo, Mexico at an early age and lived in Texas as an undocumented immigrant. She is now the Deputy Executive Director of United We Dream, an organization that empowers people to develop their leadership and organizing skills and develops campaigns to fight for justice and dignity for immigrants and all people.
I'm elated. I am really affirmed that the movement of young people organizing 11 million undocumented the people demanding exactly what we deserve, we win. And so I'm honored to be here today at the Supreme Court and ready to keep fighting for more.
Luis, a 23-year-old DACA recipient originally from Colombia, fears this victory could be short-lived. He remains concerned that Trump may be reelected and could try to rescind DACA again.
I think it's the best outcome we could have gotten today, but I'm nervous about November and the possibility of Trump being reelected.
The Trump administration is unlikely to be able to end DACA before the November election, in which he is seeking a second 4-year term in office. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.